Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and hopefully you'll stay connected for our TIN this evening when we talk about wild turkeys. Sounds like a real interesting program. So hopefully you'll stay connected. Hopefully you'll ask questions of those guest speakers as they go through the program. And until the top of the hour, 5 minutes from now, I'll be there in the background. Well, good evening once again, everyone. This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. You have many net controls this evening. I'm merely opening it up this evening. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and my name is Kathleen, and I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of about 74, I believe, high today of about 76, a lot of wind and some rain. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time, please come aboard. All right, no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday or an anniversary or something special this week that would like us to celebrate with them? If you have one of those special occasions, come aboard. All right, no special occasions, no birthdays, nothing to celebrate. The birthdays mean we're not getting any older. You know, this is the monthly Thursday informational net open forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. And I do want to advise all stations connected that this night net is recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. So if you've been part of the session this evening, you'll be part of that recording. Our topic this evening is all about wild turkeys. And you know, my son, when he owned property in Kalkaska, he owned 10 acres. It wasn't only the wild deer I would see. It was those wild turkeys. So I'm really interested to see what will be shared this evening. So everyone have a great time. Thanks for allowing me to open it this evening. I'm going to throw it over to KY6V so he can begin the program. KY6V, are you ready?
I think so. Thanks, Kathy. Good evening, everybody. Gordon here, KY6V. And it has been mentioned, tonight's program will be on the history of wild turkeys. And we'll be talking about the turkey's lifestyle, their recognition, their notability, and also with a smile, their ability to obtain a presidential pardon. So with your permission, I'd like to start the program this evening by calling on David, GW8SZL. And David, are you ready to go? Pendulum is yours, sir, from KY6V.
KY6V from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. I most certainly am there, Captain. And good evening, and gobble gobble from the UK. The wild turkey, Meleagris galopavo, is an upland game bird native to North America, one of two extant species of turkey, and the heaviest member of the order Galliformes. It is the ancestor's domestic turkey, which was originally derived from a southern Mexican subspecies of wild turkey. Fully grown wild turkeys have long reddish-yellow to grayish-green legs. The body feathers are generally blackish and dark, sometimes gray-brown, overall with a coppery sheen that becomes more complex in older male birds. Mature males, called toms or gobblers, have a large featherless reddish head and red throat, with red wattles on the throat and neck. The head has fleshy, unique growths called caruncles, which may be used to identify certain birds from one another. Now, when toms are excited, a fleshy flap on the bill, which is called a snood, expands. And this, the wattles, and the bare skin of the head and neck all become red, with enhanced red flow of blood to the head. Juvenile males are called jakes. The difference between jakes and toms is that jakes have very short beards and tail fans with longer feathers in the middle. The tom's tail fan feathers, will be uniform in length. On their feet and claws, each foot has three toes in the front, with a shorter rear-facing toe in the back. Males have a spur behind each of their lower legs, used in sparring with other males. Male turkeys have a long, dark, fan-shaped tail and glossy bronze wings. As with many other species of Galliformes, turkeys exhibit strong sexual dimorphism. The male is substantially larger than the female, and his feathers have areas of red, purple, green, copper, bronze, and gold iridescence. The preening gland is also larger in male turkeys compared to the females. In contrast to the majority of other birds, they are colonized by bacteria of unknown function. Females, called hens, have feathers that are duller overall, in shades of brown and grey. Parasites can dull the coloration of both sexes, and in males, vivid coloration may serve as a signal of health. The primary wing feathers have white bars. Turkeys have approximately 5,000 to 6,000 feathers. I wonder who actually counted them all. Tail feathers are of the same length in adults, but of different lengths in juveniles. Males typically have at least one beard, a tuft of coarse hair-like filaments, growing from the center of the breast. Beards grow continuously during the turkey's lifespan, and a one-year-old male has a beard of up to 5 inches, and that's 13 centimeters long. Approximately 10% of females have a beard. Usually shorter and thinner than that of the male. An adult male normally weighs from 5 to 11 kilograms, that's 11 to 24 pounds, and measures 100 to 125 centimeters, that's 39 to 49 inches in length. The adult female, or hen, is typically much smaller, at 2.5 to 5.4 kilos, that's 5.5 to 11.9 pounds. And is 76 to 95 centimeters, that's 30 to 37 inches long. Per two large studies, the average weight of adult males is 7.6 kilograms, that's 17 pounds, and the average weight of adult females is 4.26 kilograms, 9.4 pounds. The wings are relatively small, as is typical of our Galliform order. And the wingspan ranges from 1.25 to 1.44 meters. That's 4 foot 1 inches to 4 foot 9 inches. The wing cord is only 20 to 21.4 centimeters, 7.9 to 8.4 inches. The bill is also relatively small, as adults measure 2 to 3.2 centimeters, and that is 0.79 to 1.26 inches in Kelman length. The tarsus of the wild turkey is quite long and sturdy, measuring from 9.7 to 19.1 centimeters, 3.8 to 7.5 inches. The tail is also relatively long, ranging from 24.5 to 50.5 centimeters, that's 9.6 to 19.9 inches. Now, the record-sized adult male wild turkey, according to the National Wild Turkey Federation, actually weighed in at 16.85 kilograms, That's 37.1 pounds. With records of tom turkeys weighing over 13.8 kilograms. That's 30 pounds. Uncommon, but not rare. Now, despite usually being rather lighter than the waterfowl, the turkey has the second heaviest maximum weight of any North American bird, after the trumpeter swan. Now, by average mass, several other American birds surpass the mean weight of turkeys, including the American white pelican, the tundra swan, and the endangered Californian condor, and of course the whooping crane. Okay, this is W8SRL with the Thursday Information Net. I'm looking for any check-ins, or anybody's got a question that they would like to ask, or any comments. This is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Okay, this is GW8SRL. Any comments, check-ins for the history of the wild turkey so far? If so, please call now.
BK2DY, Robert in Sydney.
Okay, I've got Robert there. That's BK2DY. Anybody else?
America. Kilo 2 Hotel Alpha.
And I'll check in and say good evening from KB9EWG.
Okay, I've got Robert, VK2DY. I got Mr. Fred there, the happy amateur, K2HA. And I've got David there as well, KB9EWG. Good evening to you. Even though it's actually morning here now, it's gone past midnight. So over to you there, Robert, VK2DY, GW8SRL.
Yes, GW8SRL. This is VK2DY, Robert in Northwestern Sydney, Kellyville Ridge. Cool 20 degrees Celsius here. That's only 68 foxtrot. That's well below what should be normal here for this late in spring. Anyway, it's overcast. It's supposed to clear up later today, and so it might be a beautiful day yet coming up. We have turkeys here. In fact, New South Wales is the biggest producer of turkeys in Australia. But we tend to keep them small. I think you can get like 3.4 kilos, 3.8 kilos, and 5 kilos. I think those are the three common sizes. And I've never actually, I've never actually weighed them to see if they're cheating me or not. But I wonder if a 5 kilo bird actually weighs 5 kilos. Anyway, it is what it is. It's about 40 Aussie dollars for a 5 kilo. Anyway, other than that, we also have bush turkeys here, which are not related to North American turkeys, but they're nasty birds anyway. other than that, nothing much else to share. I'll let you carry on. VK2DY, back to that.
Yeah, VK2DY from TW8SRL. All noted there, Robert, and very, very interesting. We're currently sat here at 46 degrees Foxtrot 7.7 Charlie with a clear sky. So that's going to drop considerably overnight here. So we probably might get down to around about maybe 3 degrees C, I would guess, something along those lines. And yeah, talking about weighing the turkey, I wonder in Australia, If you get a frozen one, is it the frozen weight or the thawed out weight there, Robert? And over here, we just got small, large, and medium. And the weight range then is, well, whatever it is. I can't remember off the top of my head. But a medium might be between so many kilos and so many kilos, as long as it's in there. So they cover themselves on that one, be it frozen or... or an actual a fresh one there, Robert. VK2DY, GW8SRL.
They're frozen, well, at least in the grocery stores. And they really have them in the grocery stores. We're still a month away from Christmas, but I just noticed in Woolworths the other day that they had some 5-kilo birds. But yeah, they named 34, 38, and 50. If you want a fresh bird, you can either go to Costco or a butcher, and Costco and butchers can get your birds up to maybe 12 kilos, but they don't sell them in grocery stores. VK2DY.
Yeah, okay there, Robert. Somebody disconnecting from the ham conference there. And, yeah, so do you have any places where you can go and kill your own turkeys there in Australia? Or is that a no-no? Go ahead.
No, I'm an urbanite. I live in Sydney, and all these turkeys are grown in the central west of New South Wales, so I'm not really familiar with the area. They might do. They might. I don't know. VK2DY.
Yeah, okay there, Robert, from GW8SZL. No, just a thought that popped into my mind at this time of the morning here, that's all. Okay, do you have anything further before I move along to Fred? VK2DY, GW8SZL.
I think we've covered Aussie turkeys here, but at any rate, thank you again. Oh, and the ones you get from Butcher and the ones you get from Costco are fresh. They're the only places you can get fresh turkeys. Anyway, thank you again, and VK2DY.
Okay there, Robert, and thanks for checking in, giving us the rundown on turkeys there in Australia. So I'll clear with you there, Robert, and we're going to go to Fred, the happy amateur. That's K2HA. The mic is yours there, Fred. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, very good. GW8SZL, this is K2HA. Well, I was just doing a little studying on the turkeys and noticed that the Mayans actually did some worshiping of turkey. They had a turkey festival, and so different parts of the Mayan culture going all the way down to Guatemala, and so they were prized for their beautiful feathers, and so the different groups had different religious festivals centered around the turkey. So, and those beautiful feathers became valuable in trade. So, it's quite a commodity and an object of worship. Okay, thank you, Dave. This is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, K2HA from GW8SZL. Is that why in any of the Mayan films that I've seen that I wonder if they're using turkey feathers for decorations there, Fred, go ahead.
Yes, they did. The turkey feathers were part of the wild turkey feathers were part of the celebration. And in fact, one of the chiefs actually used the word turkey in his name, incorporated it into his name. So it became very good. They were first domesticated in around 800 BC. I have different figures here from different sites on the internet as to the domestication, but the wild turkeys themselves were never completely domesticated, but the feathers and beautiful feathers were quite valuable. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
K2HA from GW8SZL. Okay there, Fred, thanks for that very interesting information. I didn't know that the Mayans did the turkey and held them so high in their festivals and other bits and pieces there in their culture. But, I know a little bit about the Mayan people. I did a bit of research before going to Mexico on a couple of occasions there. But yeah, thank you for that. I'll have a look at that tomorrow when I get up and see if we can find out some more information on it all. Do you have anything further, Fred, before I move along to David? K2HA, GW8SNL.
Okay, Dave. Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all the presenters tonight, and, of course, to Gordon, the captain there, for helping organize everything. So this is Fred, K2HA.
Okay there, Fred, and thanks for that, coming in and sharing that information with us all. Okay, I'm going to clear with Fred, K2HA, and now we go to David, KB9EWG. And have you got any comments or questions there, David? And good evening to you as well.
Well, thank you, David. I just wanted to say good evening to you and everybody else on South Carshire. Just wishing you a good evening, and I'm going to stand by for my portion of the TIN here, KB9EWG.
KB9EWG from GW8-7. Okay, thank you very much there, David, and we're looking forward to the rest of the program. Okay, so with that, next up we have Kilo Echo 5 Alpha Lima Foxtrot, and that's Greg. And over to you there, Greg, and talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you very much, David. This is Greg, KE5ALF, up here in Grand Blanc, Michigan. And I'm going to start off by talking about how turkeys communicate. Wild turkeys have many calls, assembly call, a gobble, a plain yelp, a purr, a cluck, and a purr, cluck, cut, excited yelp, fly down cackle, tree call, kiki run, and putt. In early spring, males older than a year old called gobblers or toms, and occasionally to a lesser extent, males younger than a year old called jakes, gobble to announce their presence to females and competing males. The gobble of a wild turkey can be heard as far away as up to a mile. Males also emit a low-pitched drumming sound produced by movement of air in the air sac in their chest, similar to the booming of a prairie chicken. In addition, they produce a sound known as the spit, which is a sharp expulsion of air from this air sac. Wild turkeys are omnivorous, foraging on the ground or climbing shrubs and small trees to feed. They prefer eating acorns, nuts, and other hard mass of various trees, including hazel, chestnut, hickory, and pinyon pine as well, as various seeds, berries such as juniper and bayberry, buds, leaves, fern fronds, roots, and insects. Turkeys also occasionally consume amphibians, such as salamanders and small reptiles, such as lizards and wild snakes, small snakes, I'm sorry. Pullets have been observed eating insects, berries, and seeds. Wild turkeys often feed in cow pastures, sometimes visit backyard bird feeders, and favor croplands after harvest to scavenge the seeds on the ground. Turkeys are also known to eat a wide variety of grasses. Turkey populations can reach large numbers in small areas because of their ability to forage for different types of food. Early morning and late afternoon are the desired times for eating. Let me reset here real quick. Males are polygamous, mating with as many hens as they can. Male wild turkeys display for females by puffing out their feathers, spreading out their tails, and dragging their wings. This behavior is most commonly referred to as a strutting. Their heads and necks are colored brilliantly with red, white, and blue. The color can change with the turkey's mood. With a solid white head and neck, being the most excited, they use gobbling, drumming, booming, and spitting as signs of social dominance and to attract females. Courtships begin during the months of March and April, which is when turkeys are still flocked together in winter areas. Males may be seen courting in groups, often with the dominant male gobbling, spreading his feathers, which is strutting, drumming, booming, and spitting. In a study, the average dominant male that courted as part of a pair of males fathered six or more eggs than males that courted alone. Genetic analysis of pairs of males courting together shows that they are close relatives, with half of their genetic material being identical. The theory behind the team courtship is that the less dominant male would have a greater chance of passing along shared genetic material than if he were courting alone. When mating is finished, females search for nest sites. Nests are shallow dirt depressions engulfed with woody vegetation. Hens lay a clutch of 10 to 14 eggs, usually one per day. The eggs are incubated for at least 28 days. The pullets are precocal, leaving the nest in about 12 to 24 hours. Turkeys are a ground nesting bird. Because of this, they are heavily predated on. Reproductivity active wild turkeys have a lower annual survival rate due to predation on the nest. At this time, let me ask if there's any check-ins or questions before I pass it on to the next narrator. Okay, one more time. Is there any check-ins out there? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to turn this over to Woody now, KO4UMQ. Woody, it's your turn, sir.
Well, thank you, Greg, and good evening, everyone. This is Woody, KO4UMQ, here, and man, I tell you what, this program's getting me hungry. I haven't even had supper yet, so I'm getting there. Turkeys are known to occasionally forage with deer and squirrels and may even play with them. By foraging together, each can help the other watch for predators with their different senses. The deer with their improved olfactory sense, the turkey with their superior sight, and the squirrels providing an additional set of eyes from the air. Predators of eggs and nestlings include raccoons, Virginia possums, striped skunks, spotted skunks, red foxes, gray foxes, groundhogs, among other rodents. Predators of pullets, in addition to nestlings and eggs, are also include several species of snake, namely rat snakes, gopher snakes, and pine snakes. Avian predators of pullets include raptors such as bald eagles, barred owls, red-shouldered, red-tailed, white-tailed, and the Harris's hawks, and the smallish copper's hawks, and broad-winged hawk, both likely of very small pullets. The mortality of pullets is greatest in the first 14 days of life, especially of those roosting on the ground, decreasing most notable after half a year when they attain near adult sizes. Let me reset. In addition to pullets, hens, and adult-sized fledglings, but not as far as is known, adult male toms, are vulnerable to predation, predation by great horned owls, northern goshawk, domestic dogs, domestic cats, and red foxes. Predators of both adults and pullets include coyotes, gray wolves, bobcats, cougars, Canadian lynx, golden eagles, and possibly American black bears, which also will eat the eggs if they find them. The American alligator is a predator to all turkeys of all ages in the Southwest and will eat them if they get too close to water. Humans are now the leading predator of adult turkeys. When approached by potential predators, turkeys and their pullets usually run away rather than fly away from potential predators, though they may also fly short distances if pressed. Another alternative behavior common to the Gallifreyes is, when surprised with no time to flee, is that the pullets to hide under the wings and body of the hen while she sits tight and still. Presumably, the hen has vocal and behavioral signals that trigger the pullets to instinctively run to the hen for cover. Let me reset. Occasionally, if cornered, adult turkeys may try to fight off predators, and large male toms can be especially aggressive in self-defense. When fighting off predators, turkeys may kick with their legs, using the spurs on the back of their legs as a weapon, bite with their beak, and ram with their relatively large bodies, and may be able to deter predators up to the size of mid-sized mammals. Hen turkeys have been seen to chase off at least two species of hawks in flight when the pullets are threatened. Wild turkeys are not usually aggressive towards humans, but can be frightened or provoked to behave with aggression. They are most likely to attack if startled, cornered, or harassed, or if approached too closely. They also have been seen chasing off humans as well. However, attacks and potential injuries can usually be avoided by giving wild turkeys a respectful amount of space and keeping outdoor spaces clean and undisturbed. Also, turkeys that are habituated to seeing people and places like parks or campgrounds can be very tame and will even feed from the hands of people. Male toms occasionally will attack parked cars and reflective surfaces, thinking that they see another turkey and must defend their territory. But starting a car engine and moving the car is typically enough to scare away the attacker. I'll now ask for any additional check-ins before I turn it over to the next narrator. Anybody like to check in, please call now. One more call for anybody that would like to check in to this evening's net. If so, please call now. Not hearing none, I'm going to turn it over to David, KV9EWG. Go ahead, sir. The mic is yours.
Oh, thank you there, Woody. Good evening to you and everybody else on South Cars. KV9EWG, Echo 2289 is my South Cars number. And continuing on here. And I'll be covering the last segment of the program for this evening. I thought it might be interesting to discuss shortly the things you should think about when you should choose to go turkey hunting. Depending on local rules and regulations, a wild turkey is hunted either in the spring or fall. Spring hunts target gobblers, male turkeys, and fall hunts usually target either sex. Spring hunting coincides with the wild turkey mating season, where gobblers can be called into gun range with calls that mimic the sounds of a hen. Fall seasons occur when the turkeys are in flocks, and the typical fall hunt strategy is to bust up or scatter a flock of turkeys, and then use turkey calls to encourage scattered birds to group back up together. The shotgun is a popular weapon for hunting wild turkey. Shotgun gauges used in turkey hunting include 10, 12, 16, and 20 gauge. And then we're talking number 2, number 4, number 5, and number 6 lead shot is often used in a 2 3/4 inch, 3 inch, or 3.5 inch shotgun shells. Bow and arrow hunting is starting to become popular among hunters. Common hunting broadheads are used for body shots, while guillotine style broadheads are intended to remove the head with the shot. Some states even allow small caliber rifles to be used while pursuing turkeys. Turkey hunters usually wear full camouflage from head to toe to conceal themselves from the wild turkey's excellent eyesight. This includes pants, shirt, hat, boots, gloves, and mask. Many hunters wear a turkey vest with a cushion to sit on and compartments to carry their calls and dead turkeys. Let me reset here. Okay, calls used in turkey hunting fall into two categories, air and friction activated. Air calls include diaphragms, wing bone calls, turpin yelpers, trumpet calls, and snuff tube calls. Friction calls include a box calls, pot and peg calls, scratch boxes, and pushpin calls. These calls are relatively easy to use, and even a beginner can use them to call on turkeys. Common locator calls include owl hooters, crow calls, hawk calls, and anything that will produce a loud sound. This causes a turkey to shock, gobble, and give themselves away. Scent control contributes to the turkey hunter's technique. While artificial and or synthetic scents like those used by hunters of deer and other game are not typically utilized while hunting turkey, removal or masking of foreign scents from the hunter and his equipment is a technique which is commonly used by hunters of wild turkey. Let me reset here. Turkey hunters will often owl to shock the gobbler into gobbling. To do this, you can use either your voice or can you even use a specific call to produce the sound. Crows will also shock the gobbler into gobbling. When the gobbler gobbles, he gives away his location. So you can sneak up and on him and get close and even call him up. In the past couple of years, many turkey hunters have started using decoys to make it seem like a jake or young gobbler is trying to breed a hen. When a dominant gobbler sees that, he gets territorial and aggressive because he wants to breed the hen rather than a youngster. There is no single decoy that covers every possible situation. Reset the timer. In a typical hunting scenario, with either a shotgun or a bow, the hunter waits for a dominant male or tom to get within range. Oftentimes in the spring, the dominant male will come within range while in strut. The hunter will then wait for a time the wild turkey is parallel to the position of the side of the head exposed. This affords the hunter an opportunity to harvest a bird with a clean shot in order to make the harvest quick. Additionally, this has the benefit of ensuring the shot from the shotgun does not penetrate the meat or shred the feathers during the harvest. 88% of the Americans surveyed by the National Turkey Federation eat turkey on Thanksgiving. 46 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving, 22 million on Christmas, and 19 million turkeys on Easter. That, of course, does not count of the lucky ones that are pardoned by the President of the United States. Resetting. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is what that is about for the evening. Let me ask for any last time, any check-ins, questions, comments there. If you have any stations wishing to check in or any questions, please come to this time. This is KB9EWG.
K2HA.
K2HA. Good evening, Fred. Go ahead.
Okay. Very good, David. Thank you for the presentation. And so I was doing some more research, and the birds can walk around 22 miles an hour, or strut, or whatever, run away. But they can also fly, when they choose to, at 55 miles an hour. So that's quite a clip. So I guess the hunter is going to try to get them while they're on the ground and not paying attention. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Back to you, David.
Well, that's an interesting fact there, Fred. Thank you. And one other thing that is interesting, you're talking the presidential pardon of turkeys. You know, he always pardons two turkeys on the Thanksgiving. One other fact that was missed there that I think should be brought up. You know, of course, the eagle is the national bird. Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird. Anybody have any comments on that one there, KB9EWG? Okay, any other questions, comments, or check-ins for the net? This is KB9EWG.
K2HA.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. So the wild turkeys, sometimes called forest turkeys, eastern wild turkey is the most abundant subspecies and is usually found in swamps and forests. However, if you would like to attract them to your yard, and you're not in a city, what you do is you put out, like they mentioned earlier, acorns, berries, cracked corns, and you can make a large ground-based bird bath, and you might attract one of these. And they tend to eat around 5 pounds of food a week. So you might be able to be entertained by a wild turkey. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, thank you, Fred. That's interesting as well. Yeah, I still think it's interesting how Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird, but turned out to be the eagle. But thank you so much. This is KB9EWG Net Control for this evening's CIN. Wrapping things up here. Anything else before I do wrap up the net? Any questions, comments, or check-ins for the net here? Okay, thanks everybody for your participation this evening. This has been SCARS, VOIP, net schedules, and net information schedules may be found on our website, scarsvoip.com. That is scarsvoip.com. This is David, KB9EW, saying thank you for all your participation this evening. Closing this session, turning the server back to normal amateur use. This is KB9EWG, the net's clear, and I'm clear, 7-3.